It's Monday, the 27th of July. The rent is due, cocksuckers. Greetings from Podcastville. The church is brought to you by DraftKings. Listen, there's a lot up there in the air right now, but one thing you don't have to worry about is the bookie breaking your legs, because the action is now at DraftKings. They got legal sports betting based right here in the U.S. of A. So you can rest assured your funds are secure as fucking Fort Knox. Put your money in and take it out at your convenience. Nobody's going to tell you what to do. This week, the bubble has burst. Boom! Basketball is back. Bet 25 to get 25. How? Place a $25 bet on which team you think will be crowned champion at the end of the season. Do it before tip-off this Thursday. It's Monday, so you got 3 days, cocksuckers. And DraftKings will give you a $25 free bet to use on the first two games of the season. New users get a bonus up to $1,000 just for showing up. To get in on the action, download DraftKings Sportsbook now and use code CHURCH Plus for a limited time. Just for the church family. You ready? Grab a pen. All new users get a sign-up bonus of a G-note. What's a G-note, Joey? $1,000, cocksuckers. Didn't you hear me in the back? Listen, you can only get $1,000 when you get the DraftKings Sportsbook, all right? App. You got to use the app and use code CHURCH only at DraftKings Sportsbook. And here's the part the lawyers make me read. You ready? You got to be 21 old. I don't give a fuck if you're 19 and a half. You got to be 21, all right? New Jersey, Indiana, and Pennsylvania only. I love those states. Deposit bonus requires a 25-time playthrough. Restrictions do apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details, all right? Got a gambling problem? There's help. 1-800-GAMBLER, or if you're in Indiana, 1-800-9-WITH-IT. And tell them Uncle Joey sent you, cocksuckers. But first, download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code CHURCH. The church is also brought to you by CBD Lion. Listen, I don't know how many times I'm going to tell you. These fucking patches are sensational. Because I started riding the bike, like I was telling you. And my knee started giving me a little bit more problem, the arthritis. Mm-hmm. And they have the CBD tape, but they have patches that work 48 hours. I started putting it on. I still was squatting. I was still riding the bike. I'll tell you what, my knee pain, I think it's like a therapy. Like I do the tincture mixed with the tape, and that's really worked for me. But they also have gummies. But they also have fucking vapor pens. But they also have bath balls. Well, listen. Welcome to the world of CBDLion.com. That's how it starts. Go to CBDLion, look over the website, read about CBD, learn. They give you all the information to make the right decision on what CBD you should use. This ain't like going to fucking 7-Eleven and Ahmed is going to fucking sell you something. He don't know nothing. He's just like, yeah, CBD. No! CBDLion.com/church and get 20% off delivered to your crib. Kick this motherfucking muley. It's Monday morning. Oh, I'm ready to stab a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Crystal Powell's here. You're fresh from America's Got Talent.
Welcome to church.
Kick it, you motherfuckers. Talking about it. My man Dave broke this. Gonna get him on in a few weeks. What's happening, Crystal Powell?
Hey.
Looking better than ever. Then I find out you're riding the bike 25 fucking miles.
Yeah.
I got a friend, Joey Laporte. He runs a website, The Hills of North Bergen. He's a bicyclist photographer. That motherfucker does 4,000 miles a month or some shit.
What?
Follow him. Follow anybody.
What is it?
Go on Facebook to the Hills of North Bergen. It's run by my friend Joey Laporte. Good man. I've known him fucking 3/4 of my life. He's a magician, but he's a photographer, and he's also a fucking bicycle rider.
Hills of North Bergen?
Yeah.
I see it, yeah.
And that motherfucker takes you on a different bike ride. What did he do? Well, he did something yesterday. He's drinking a cup of coffee. And it says, congratulations to me, 40,000 miles.
Whoa.
It's fucking amazing, though. And he goes up and down those hills. He's 2 years.
See, I don't do the heels. So I cheat. I'm flat. I'm flat. Like my wings, all flat.
I don't know how to do the fucking. I don't know how to do the fucking gears.
Really,
Joy? We there? Yeah, I kick them gears. You got to learn them. Yeah.
I gotta go to the tune-up. I don't know nothing about that shit. I'm stuck. Some guy hit me up on Patreon and said, "Joe, you gotta raise your seat. You're killing your knees." That's the only way I knew. So I raised. He told me to raise my seat and raise the steering wheel from my back.
Yeah.
And I feel a lot better now.
Oh, cool.
Your seat should be even with your hip.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had a little lower because I was falling. Like I was fucking. You know, I'm an old man. I fall. What's happening, Crystal Powell? Looking beautiful like Chaka before the con. You know what I'm saying? Shit.
Thanks for having me. I'm happy
Thank
to be
you.
Here. You
I
look
spoke
good.
To you the other day. I'm trying, but I spoke to you the other day, and it was great talking to you, and it was an interesting conversation about what we're living through right now in L.A. You know, you watch the news. You see people across the country on unemployment. I know the rent moratoriums. They just pushed West Hollywood's back till September 30th.
Oh, they did?
Yes.
What about L.A. County?
They didn't say. I don't know for sure. You know, but this is, Lee, what's the number of people?
It was like 130,000 just in L.A.
Just
it's like
in
millions
LA.
In the country.
So, guys, wherever you're listening from right now, I want you to understand you're not going through this alone. Mm-hmm. This is going on throughout the fucking world. So if you were feeling bad on a Monday morning, get those feelings and throw them out the window, motherfucker. Uncle Joey's here, bitch. There's nothing you could do. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what... Like, when I spoke to you the other day, you know I love you.
Yeah, you do. You call me and check up on me.
I love all my peeps.
Yeah.
But the same, I keep getting the same thing from anybody I talk to.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you how powerful it is. It even comes over the internet.
Mm-hmm.
When I talk to people now on the internet a lot, people that have been following me for years,
mm-hmm.
I feel like they'll tell me what they're going through.
Yeah.
Joey, man, thank you for the podcast the other day. That was the worst day of my life. I just found out my company's moving. My wife's lost a job. You know, like everybody's getting
It's
knocks.
Everybody.
It's
yeah.
not just, okay, if it was just COVID, we get it.
Yeah.
If it was just COVID, we get it. But now we got parades. People are mad at each other. There's so much. Checks are involved. Like I told my wife.
Killer bugs.
Know, killer bugs. Fucking Galveston got killed. Right, Galveston
yeah.
got leveled. That part of Texas
Done.
Has fucking tons of COVID, and now they got fucking hit with a. You know, the world is in a weird spot right now, and you have to accept it. But the number one thing you have to do, and Crystal, I say this for you because that day I talked to you, your spirits were good,
mm-hmm.
but you got what I got, what Keith has got in her voice. We're concerned. We're concerned people. We're concerned about people. There's a lot of people that are missing meals. A lot of people that are struggling, and my heart goes out to them. Like, I think about them, what's going on. I look at the businesses that are closing. I told Lee I was on Burbank the other day. Just I went down there, and I saw this barbershop. And it said grand opening. And the motherfuckers was closed. And I went home, and I typed in the name of the barbershop, and they had just opened February 1st.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, and it was three barbers that are well-known from Beverly Hills. They got sick of the overpricing, and they made a beautiful website, and they wanted to move to Burbank to provide quality. You know, they each bring years of experience on set. They cut Brad Pitt's hair. That whole resume was written for nothing.
Yeah, none of that matters during COVID.
They opened up February 1st. It took longer to write the resume than they were open because, and you think about it, and it's, I think about it from me, you, and Lee, we put together our life savings.
Mm-hmm.
You and us, we knew we worked together at one time, and you went to Shea fucking Salon, and you went to Shea Fifi,
mm-hmm.
and I went to Shea Salou, and I'm like, this guy's ripping me off. And you're like, they're ripping me off.
It's collectively.
They're ripping me off. Lee, what do you got? I got 30. I got 22. I got 28. Let's put it together. Do it our way, how we want to do it, how to treat people nice. You ever go to this barbershop over here? This is an African-American barbershop. You know that?
I've heard of it, yeah.
And they fucking rub your neck and shit. The guy goes the extra mile when you go in there. The only thing, you got to sit there like you're in the electric chair.
Yeah,
that's
forever.
All day. You got to get that 7:30.
It's like
you're
getting the weave done.
Yeah.
You're there all day.
You're there all day. So, you know, I'm in there fucking one day reading like a book, and they're looking at me. I was reading like a weird book, and they're like, what the fuck are you reading?
People read?
Yeah, like it was like six brothers and me in there, and I was like number two.
Yeah.
One time I went in there, and I sat for like an hour, and I was like, I can't do it no more. But a lot of people that know him sign in, leave.
Mm-hmm.
No, he'll tell you. Come back in
I got the coolest haircut of my life at a black barber shop when I first moved to LA. I didn't know it was a black barber shop. It didn't say it on Yelp. I'm not even joking. I was on Yelp, and I got there, and they were playing TV and had music on at the same time. And this is not a joke. I finally sat down. The hairdresser had to ask for help because she didn't know how to cut white people. Like, I had a cowlick when I used to have hair. Uh-huh. She had to ask for help.
Really? Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
It took like 3 people to cut my hair.
How'd they treat you, though?
Great.
That's good. That's all that matters, yeah.
Yeah.
As long as they treated you well, yeah.
But no, what I was saying to you is that I don't want people, like right now there's a lot of comics at home. There's a lot of plumbers at home. There's a lot of people who own businesses that are feeling shitty about themselves. And I don't want you to feel shitty about yourself. I want you to remember your accomplishments.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to think about your accomplishments and what you've done. And that this has nothing to do with you, what's going on right now.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody saw this coming. Nobody could control it. You can't be angry at anybody. You cannot take it out on anybody. All you could do is process it, keep rapping with people,
mm-hmm.
be in touch with your friends, meet as many of your friends as you can
mm-hmm.
throughout the day just for one-on-one because your body, your mind
needs
that.
Your mental needs it, yeah.
I didn't realize how much I needed it till last Monday when I did Ryan Sickler. Now I'm pro bono. Like, hey, Crystal, what are you doing? If you're just going to sit in your house at night and let those four walls crawl on you, what's that dude from Houston, the band? The ghetto boys. With the midget, he just died.
Yeah.
What's that song?
What's that look? My mind's playing tricks on me. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Dun 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 dun. Yeah.
When he says something, I just want to doing dope. Every time I'm in service, the walls closing in on me.
Yeah.
There's one line, and I'm not. You know, I don't want the walls closed. Just call me.
Yeah.
Let's call and we can meet on a corner,
mm-hmm.
be outside and talk with face masks on.
Yeah.
We could fucking, you know, stand.
It's important.
1 hour. 1 hour when you go home, I tell you what, you'll sleep better that night and you'll wake up feeling a lot better the next morning. Just that little rap, those little raps, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's when you go to meet those people and they ain't stationary, right? Like, they start standing close to you. Like,
that's when you're like, come on, man, you're ruining it.
You give me anxiety.
Yeah,
I came over here for peace of mind, and you give me motherfucking anxiety. And there's cops in L.A. now that will pull by you and look at you and point at you. Like social distancing.
Okay.
Like
they need to, though. They need to. And I want people to understand that blue sticker on the floor in the grocery store is there for a fucking reason. Stand by the sticker. Get your scoop back. Scoop back and get on the sticker. Nobody gets on the sticker in the store. And they're placed there for a reason. It's 6 feet apart. They want to get up. I went to Target today. I was like, here we go. Her buggy was all on my back. If I can hear you breathing, you're too close. You're too close. Scoop back.
I haven't been to a store
in months.
I do Instacart, which is more expensive, but it's...
It's more expensive, and they never have exactly... I'm real particular on the brand and the type, and they might have what you want. If I'm looking for a particular type of crackers, they don't have the brand I want. You just get some type of cracker, so I'm too particular.
My wife ordered bananas, and they showed up with one banana.
See?
Shit like that. Yeah, they were doing shit like that.
Banana make
wife.
You mad when you don't...
And then my wife got to get in the car.
Yep.
And shoot somewhere, you know. And I'm like, why don't you just go?
Yeah, because knock it out.
It was always the smaller grocery stores that had everything. Like, my wife tells me, I ain't going to say where. I know where there's Lysol wipes, Lysol, and alcohol.
That's what I'm looking for. You know who else have alcohol? 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
7-Eleven got alcohol, y'all.
If you pay the little dude off,
uh-huh.
and you tell him, save 2 hand wipes for me. It'll save them when they come into the door. I got a little girl somewhere. I can't say it.
Okay.
That's where I get the hand wipes, the Lysol wipes.
Okay.
Because every time they come in and I go buy it.
You tell her to say something. Okay.
I don't say nothing to her. She puts my nicotine gum up and 2 things.
And you go get them.
Yeah, and I know what day she's going to be there. She's going to be there tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So I go in there tomorrow.
It's a good day, though, for the girls.
And I go early.
Mm-hmm.
You got to go early.
Yeah.
If those places open up at 8, you got to be there at 8:01. And you'll see the wipes mm-hmm. up.
The weekend is the worst time to go. Weekend
never
is horrible.
Go nowhere.
Yeah.
Never go nothing mm-hmm. on the weekend because everybody's out.
Yeah.
All the Germans. Where did I go? Oh, dog, you didn't notice. I got a flat.
Oh, I didn't see it.
Fucking Thursday morning, I went out and I had a meeting at 2 with these dudes from a show.
Mm-hmm.
I fucking go to do my errands. I go inside to eat lunch with my wife. I run to the meeting. I get in the bro. I had to turn around on Magnolia. Gutum, gutum, gutum. I'm like, God damn it. So then I take the fucking car home, and I go to the meeting. The meeting started at 1, and we got out of there about 2. And then I got in the car on the way back, and the phone was ringing. And, you know, on the way back, Magnolia, you just pull over and talk. You can't talk on the phone in Burbank. They will pull you
over. I just got a ticket.
Did you?
Yeah.
For being on the phone?
No, I was looking up at directions.
That's all they don't even want you.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't play with you in Burbank. Even at the light, if you take your phone at, they'll pull your shit over at a light in Burbank.
Oh, that's good.
And they've been doing that for years. Don't start with police brutality.
Oh, don't.
The dude pulled me over. Well, I was going to jiu-jitsu one day, and that fool pulled me over. And he went, he ran my shit, and he came back and goes, don't get on the phone. I go, I wasn't. I was just going to see what time it was. And it was the truth. I was at the light, and he was at a light. And I just went, and as soon as I passed him, woo!
Yep.
So this motherfucker pulls me over in Burbank, takes my shit, comes right back, and he goes, I give you a ticket, but my son would fucking kill me. Don't get on the phone in Burbank. We have to give you a ticket. Have a nice day, Mr. Diaz.
Nice, nice.
Oh, my God. Damn it. So what are we talking about? Let me tell you what your Uncle Joe was.
Your flat.
So I get the fucking flat, okay? I go to the meeting. I go, let me change the flat when I get home. But I get home about 3. It's 90 fucking 4 degrees. And my car is right in the heat. And I got a black CAA shirt with black sweatpants on, because I left the house at 9 in the morning.
Yeah, okay.
On the bike. It was cold, you know? So I took a shower that day. Like, I took a shower because I had to do something. But then the guy called me, and he goes, he couldn't meet me. So I go, let me do this bike ride in case I go to Pinocchio's and get mozzarella and a bunch of shit. I can eat that shit tonight.
Because you've been on your bike.
That's what you do.
Yep.
So.
Work out to eat.
Man, I come home, and I'm like, Terry, you want to help me change this flat? Because I don't know much about what I'm doing. So together we could probably change it. You know, I can figure it out. So I get this. It's all new. It's like this small, the fucking jack. You know, when I was a kid, the jack weighed 100 pounds.
Big.
Yeah, this thing is small, and it's got like this thing, like I'm making fucking dough. Like I'm making pizza dough, like what the cats do. You ever look at your cat?
Yeah.
And they're rubbing and shit like that. So he's doing this. I'm doing this thing. I'm spinning. The fucking car goes up. I had already loosened the lug nuts. I took the lug nuts off. As I went to take the tire off, the thing tipped.
Oh.
You have no idea. That could only happen to me. I looked at my wife. I go, aren't you happy we're not driving back? What would happen if we were in Oklahoma and this happened? And we got to sit here with 3 cats and my daughter in the car.
Wow.
So we ain't driving nowhere. This is why we can't drive when we fucking move. Because... it's going to be fucking impossible.
Yeah.
So
you always get a flat when you have something.
Yeah, yeah, no. So I called Subaru because I went next door to my neighbor, and he looked at me. He goes, are you stupid? That's a new car.
Yeah.
1-800-SUBARU. Call them up. They'll come change it. Dude was there in an hour. I threw him 40.
Wow.
He changed it. Some Armenian kid. But now I got to find the tire. He put the bicycle tire on it. So I went to Goodyear. I told Lee, Goodyear closed on Lancashire.
What?
Goodyear closed by Lancashire. Guys, Goodyear has been there since 1997 when I lived in the Valley. Goodyear has been a staple there. And the funny thing was, I just made a U-turn in there 2 weeks ago because I saw my boy was at jiu-jitsu school. So I said, let me turn around and go say hello to my buddy. And when I was in there making the U-turn, I said, is this motherfucker empty? I go, damn. So I didn't even, I go, what the fuck was in here anyway? So when I got the flat, I went to my usual place, and the guy's like, buddy, I'm all booked up today and tomorrow. I can't help you. And I go, what the fuck is going on? He didn't say nothing to me. When I got home, my wife goes, yeah, Firestone went out of business. So now tomorrow morning, I got to get up at 7, take it up to Subaru, drop the tire off, and see what the fuck they're going to do. But I'm turning back the car next month, so I don't want to drop $300 on the tire.
Mm-mm.
I'm just going to put a Mexican tire on it over on Burbank Boulevard. You go
one
in there.
There's one up above on Lancashire. It's like America's Tire or something. Yeah. I went there. But it's funny what you're talking about, how like you can't feel bad. Like sometimes like stuff like this happens just to you, and you're like, God, stuff keeps piling up. I got a flat tire. I got a ticket, and my electric bill's high. But now it feels like that's happening to every, like, everybody is having the
worst.
Listen,
if you get a flat tire with what's going on in the world right now, it doesn't matter. You can't even get mad about it. When you look at the big picture of what's going on in the world right now, let's say you're not even looking at the whole world. Just going, what's going on in your personal comedic circle. If you're a comic right now, what about the comics that lost all the work on the fucking ships?
Ugh.
Okay? They ain't no bringing those ships back for a long time.
Mm-mm.
You understand me? A lot of people are out of work in all levels. Uber drivers. It's just bad, you know?
Even homeless people are out of work.
I don't know if they're going to do the unemployment. I hope they do. They're gonna
I hope they extend that.
They're doing a stimulus package.
They have to do something.
I didn't get a stimulus. Oh, fine. I didn't get a stimulus. And I just got my unemployment last month. And I'm still appealing and fighting to try to get back pay because I didn't get none of that. But I was so thankful to get something.
Something. They
so
gave
I was like,
something.
Yeah, they gave me some. So, you know, as they used to say, beggars can't be choosy. But at the end of the day, I deserve that money because I wasn't able to work. But, you know, I'm just happy that I got something.
Now, you got two options.
Okay.
You got an option to stay here and stick it out.
Mm-hmm.
We're hoping for a quick vaccine. Hopefully it happens in October. Do you want to jump in on that?
I ain't going to jump on that vaccine. Okay, I'm going to let some other people test it out first.
So we might be going through the second wave here right now. We don't know. There might be a third wave. You know, I see what happens with China this week. That's very crucial. What happens with China this week?
What's happening with China?
They threw them out of the embassy.
Yeah.
All right, yeah.
Hit the road, Jack.
And in Houston.
Don't you come back. No.
They saw those motherfuckers burning papers and shit.
Boxing up shit.
Cooking pork.
They had an assembly line getting them boxes out of there. Just passing them down.
It's crazy.
Oh, man. So what's my second option? You said I got two options. Weigh it out.
You can sit it out. Weigh it out here.
Mm-hmm.
This is a time when you have to do an ego check. And say to yourself, is there a gig I could get something in my income for 20 hours a week, get my podcast going at the same time, maybe be a hostess at a restaurant, you know, restauranting is easy now, you know, something. I mean, this is a time to check egos.
You got to pivot.
This is a time to check, you know, well, I'm a comic man.
Mm-mm.
Okay. Okay.
Jokes ain't putting no bacon
but
on the stove.
Where you gonna do comedy to yourself in the mirror?
Yeah.
So we have a problem here. NASA, Houston, we have a problem.
Yeah.
So, you know, some people, whatever, it's where your ego is at. What can you take right now? What are you willing to take right now? You and I had a great conversation the other day about how many women flipped out online, and I ain't mad at you. You know, you're putting up free content. You know, I'm sitting there bored at 10:30, and all of a sudden I see the ass in my face.
Yeah. Only fans
is only freaks.
In that demon time, yeah. I started Only Fans. Yeah.
I got my girl Jamie. I love her shit, but it's fucking weird how many women have just gone on.
I ain't fine enough to do it for starters. That wouldn't work for me.
They're very beautiful. And you know what? I subscribed to two of them before I did my Patreon.
Okay.
One of them is a comedian.
Uh-huh.
Because I saw she had it, and I go, why do you have
this? She can't ever come back and do just regular comedy.
Her Patreon, her OnlyFans is a little on the risque.
That's what I'm saying. She can't come back and tell jokes. They're going to be like, fuck them jokes. Show me them titties.
And then the other girl I follow on Only... I did it to learn. I also followed three comedians. I wanted to see what OnlyFans offered me the deal first.
Okay.
So when I considered Patreon, I was looking around. I knew the features. I wanted to see what type of features, how much freedom I had. So when I chose it, I said, let me do this. My friend said he subscribed to somebody. It was $10 a month.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to see what $10 a month gets me. Okay? And that one's podcast-based. And then I subscribed for another one for $7, and I subscribed for another one for $15. Just to see what they would give you. And so far, in 2 weeks, I've given you more content, except for podcasts. And I answer your messages.
Okay.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I answer everybody's messages. Everybody asks questions. How to get... It's more like a Dear Abby.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? You know, so I went with them, but I subscribed to three Patreons. I'll quit after 1 month.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to see what the girls are doing. I wanted to see if the girls were riding.
I'm going there and look.
I wanted to see if the girls were riding. Like, I want my Patreon to be a magazine.
Yeah.
Video, audio, a little bit of that shit. Maybe a stream once a week, smoking reef for a video with bubbles.
Mm-hmm.
I can make bubbles.
Disco balls and shit.
I got so high last night after the fight. Because I was torturing Lee. I was coming home with an edible. But I ended up taking it myself. And then I couldn't drive over there and shit. But I wanted to drive over there because I wanted to run over the cones.
Mm-hmm.
I was just in the mood to run over the cones by my house. When I'm bored, there's this neighbor
mm-hmm.
that puts three cones in his driveway. So somebody makes a U-turn in front of the school.
Oh, my God!
And it just eats away at me. So whenever I get real high, I just run that shit over and laugh by myself. But he's been putting a brick on them. Like, he's got to be.
Oh, no. Is that how you got your flat?
No. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to steal them. I'm going to dress up like the Red Riding Wolf.
That's
going
to be
hilarious.
And I got
to park the car going across the street. I'm going to steal everything. His cones.
The brick.
I'm
going to
take he's got like a little ramp. And then I'm going to throw like alcohol on the floor and light it on fire. Like fucking, what's his name? The Crow. Remember when the Crow at the end lit that car on fire? He made a little string with fuel and shit. Oh, I'm gonna fuck
this.
This is gonna
sound like a hate crime.
I don't give a fuck. I hate people who put cones up. I don't hate color. I don't care. I don't care if you're gender, but if you put a cone in your front thing, you're telling me you're a fucking sack of shit. And everybody I've told this story about says, you know, not even meeting him.
Yeah,
that person sounds like a douchebag because there's a school there.
He just doesn't want him to U-turn.
No, so you don't want the U-turn. So I'll run over your fucking cones.
That's the cans of the world.
You've been with me two times.
Oh, I love it. It's the funniest thing I've ever seen.
Lee has been with me both times. And they used to, we went off on the Masons one night. That was the best. The dudes next to this, I don't know if they're stone Masons.
Okay.
They're not the real Masons. They're like a half a fag club. Over
it's a big fucking building.
It's a big building. They're like scientists light, Scientologists light.
Okay.
And they're right over there. Uh-huh. And one night they were out there with torches. They had like three white dudes with suits.
Oh, gosh.
And I'm driving by with Lee and our gay friend. And I look up at these guys and I'm like, beep, beep, cocksucker. And they didn't know what to do. They're like, who said that? And
then
we made a U-turn and drove back and beeped at them again. They were all out there conjugating a bunch of white people. I love your shirt. Yeah, really? I drove by, cocksuckers, go inside, you motherfuckers. They were holding their kids and shit.
Oh, gosh. What is this world coming to? They were dying.
You gotta have fun. Listen, if you're going to do this shit, one thing this pandemic taught me is if you can't laugh at yourself or with yourself, it's not going to work out for you. You got to learn to stub your toe, call yourself a fucking asshole, and giggle. If not, it's not going to pan out for you. I've done a bunch of mistakes this time. Like, I've done a bunch of stupid shit, and I've just laughed.
You have to.
Where other times I go, what the fuck is wrong with me? Do I need professional help? Yeah. But who cares? What's that got to do with the price of eggs? Let's worry about COVID.
Yeah.
Then you go get your fucking professional help.
It's crazy. It's really crazy. And you know what I've been finding? Well, I feel bad for the states that don't have marijuana legalized during this COVID. Because if we didn't have shit to just get our mind off of. But you know, it's been relaxing for me getting outside on my bike and dancing by myself. I get in the mirror and I just dance. And even if it's just for two or three songs, that'll be about 12 to 15 minutes. But you feel better afterwards. You don't got to worry about nobody looking. Blow you a little bit and get you some good music and just dance.
The one chick I follow just dances.
Yeah.
And then at the last 2 minutes of the song, she takes the top off. And it's very weird to see.
How like burlesque almost.
No, she's just a crazy white chick with a lot of tattoos.
Have
but
you
she's
seen?
Artistic.
Really?
She's kind of artistic.
Okay.
She won't show the pussy, which I respect.
Okay.
You got to respect that. Everybody got titties. It's like balls.
Yeah.
I'll show you my balls because everybody got them. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody got the Cuban egg roll like me.
But ain't nobody got ones that everybody's balls are different. There's no two sets of balls that are alike. So even though everybody got titties, nobody has these two. So... there's nobody has Joy Diaz balls and nobody has Crystal Pal titties.
Just the taste.
Yeah.
I know the taste of my balls. It's got to taste like, what's those French people eat? Snails? Escargot. That's exactly what my balls taste
like. Why would you go with something
I remember being like 21, putting my balls in the girl's mouth and the eyes opening right up. Like they put hot sauce on them. Like, my balls have been disgusting for a long
time. No, don't let your balls be disgusting. They got to be.
I wash them.
Yeah,
you know,
but
I,
they sweat just naturally. Yeah, anytime. They sweat, but you know. But if she,
but I'm the
you,
type of motherfucker that I'll wash.
Yeah.
If I know I'm gonna, I want to get my tube cleaned.
Your tube.
I don't show
clean.
Up with a dirty dick. You don't show up.
Some
with a
people
dirty
do.
Dick.
Some men that it's disgusting. Like they don't understand it. And my mama used to tell me, you smell yourself first, and if you know you having company, you sweep all of that up. You clean your front porch, and that's why women and men need to landscape, because hair holds in heat and must, and you ain't getting no favors. If your front porch ain't clean, get that out my face, bruh. Get it out.
I like a little head down there. It gives the oniony smell, like especially if she likes hamburgers.
I don't even eat onions on my hamburger, so I don't want it near my sack.
Like, after a nice bike ride, is that
I wish it would.
25-mile bike ride, that motherfucker's on fire. You know what I'm saying? That's a fire-breathing dragon.
Yes, indeed.
He gets off the bike. It sounds like The Exorcist and shit.
You gotta enjoy life, man. Life just shit is, everything's crazy. COVID, bugs. Like you said, we got all these protests and people being mad at each other for just other shit. Like, you gotta enjoy it. You gotta, and life's too short. People dying, your friends dying, your family dying, strangers dying. Hell, it's a lot of people out here dying. The government don't give a fuck about us, so they just allowing us to human sacrifice.
That's a new show, Dying on FaceTime. It's a great show.
They don't give a fuck. They don't give a fuck.
Say goodbye. Put the nurse up. What are you feeling? It's fucking terrible.
Yeah.
It's fucking terrible. That's the new show, Dying on FaceTime. Because everybody saved it.
Yeah.
Everybody saved their mother or father dying. Some show's going to come up.
No one saved that. No one recorded
sure they
that.
Did.
Man,
sure
people,
they
yeah,
did.
Yeah, and they, because they're even
that
now
last
with the
conversation,
funeral.
Yeah.
The funerals,
so
they're even
there's
putting
gonna
them
be a show, you know. Fucking whatever. That's on FaceTime.
Our last words on FaceTime.
Yeah,
oh
like 10,000 per episode. You'll give it to them.
Yeah.
You won't sell them the last 10 minutes of you and your father. Your father breathing through a thing. Don't forget.
It's
go on disability when you're 60. It works better.
It's the wonder the nurses aren't doing that, because you know nurses have with the hospitals when people they're not allowing people to come in, so the nurses, you know,
the nurses
are helping out and letting people. Can you imagine that shit? You
big
got a
shout
family
out
member.
To the nurses, man. Big shout out to the front. Oh, it's been tough on everybody, man. It's been this is a weird time. That's why I kept doing the podcast. I kept doing, and I didn't want to Zoom. I wanted people, like I didn't take people. People have called me, hey, I'm flying back in. Can I come on the show? Not really. If you're flying back in.
Yeah, where you been?
Where you been? I know you've been home. I know you know. I'm trying to get people who are local. What's the matter?
I was going to say, did you see what happened to Zion?
What happened?
He had to leave for his family.
He left, but he also spent a lot of time at a strip club.
Oh, he did? But he did have a family emergency.
I told him that he needed to get his dick sucked.
That ain't it. He can do that in the bubble.
The NBA is not going to work.
You don't think?
Somebody else got in trouble.
Who else got in trouble? But his was another little young kid that left out. But Zion's was approved. It's just that he got caught up. Being somewhere
and the
else.
The other guy left In-N-Out Burger.
Yeah, the other guy did. Yeah, like something dumb. Yeah.
Guy,
he said he had bad wings.
Listen, I'm going to tell you something. I did time. Because of the psychology of the African American man, they're not going to be put into jail unless they shot somebody. It's not going to work. Brothers cannot be held down, especially at this point right now.
But this is what you got to realize, too. Everybody ain't LeBron. Like, you got your big, big, big players, because you see switching over to football. Russell Westbrook, he ain't come. I don't think he going to come back. He going to be with his family. But everybody's not at the level of LeBron James making it with all the endorsements. So them brothers need them checks. They need them checks. So they some of them going to sit down.
Some of them are going to sit down to the serious, the younger ones.
Oh, yeah.
I called Zion a week before he did it. That's $22 million. He needs his pussy. This bubble ain't going to work, player. I see you go up to the coach. You're like, player, can I holler at you?
Yeah.
Coach, listen. Let's wait till next year. This bubble shit ain't cracking. I got four hoes on the outside. Two of them are pregnant.
Yeah.
You know.
I think think some of them, and I think too, they're allowing them, they should allow them, if they haven't allowed them, they sneaking them in there. You can't tell me they ain't got bitches in the bubble. They got bitches in the
bubble. They're going to do a lot of shit, and then it's going to blow up, and they're not going to have it.
Oh, okay.
So, like, again, the players, the low-end players, mm-hmm. the ones that really need this.
Yeah, they're going to do everything
they're
right.
They're going to check the other guys mm-hmm. and go, bitches, really?
I got mortgages to pay. Yeah.
I got mortgages to pay. And that baseball's doing okay. A couple people tested positive today for one team, and they only hold them for like 2 or 3 days. It's like 2 24-hour tests in 24 and 48 hours.
Really?
So they test you in 24 hours, and they wait 24, and they test you again and see how you're at, and you're fine.
Wow.
Yeah.
They shoot you with... That's the... Listen, if you're a... Do you think LeBron James is going to get COVID? He's going to get COVID for an hour. Don't push...
How can LeBron not... This is what I don't understand. COVID can float around here and kill up everybody, but Magic is still living with AIDS.
Magic is as tough as nails. That HIV,
like AIDS ain't killing ya.
Well, it was really weird. It showed who was affecting.
Mm-hmm.
There was a graph about a week ago.
Okay.
And do you know that people with AIDS, it's a 2% chance of getting it or something?
Really?
Yeah, the AIDS, because people with AIDS are in the house.
Yeah. They in the house because they know what type of immune system they got.
If they're jumping up and down on Santa Monica, they are not jumping down on Santa Monica. If you think they're at the fucking Mouthful, whatever the gay bar, what's the name of it?
I'm sure that works.
The Mouthful, the full mouth, the deep throat, the sperm mouth, whatever the fuck it is.
Gia's cheeks.
Yeah, Gia's cheeks. I know that those, you know, unless you got your young, gay, and reckless, the old geezers with HIV, they're in the house.
Yeah.
I have a friend who's a piano player at mm-hmm. a comedy club, and I wondered if he would come back with the HIV. Mm. I don't think he could be around that many people.
It's serious, though, but you know what? Now, let me ask you this, Joy. Do you think in your younger 19, 20, 21-year-old self, the younger Joy at 19, do you think if COVID was going on when you were 19 that you would have been like, fuck it, I'm strong, I won't, this shit won't affect me?
I would have been snorting Corona.
So we can't be mad at the young people, I guess.
I'm not mad at them.
He said, I'd have been starting COVID.
I'm going to tell you what would happen in my neighborhood. The people that I hung out with, their kids, their parents would say,
get your ass in the house.
You can't come out of here no more.
Yeah.
You can't come over here no more. Coco can't come over here no more.
Yeah.
What do you mean he can't come over? He can go to the yard all he wants, but he can't come in. That would happen.
We missing those people in our neighborhoods, though.
That would
we missing the big mamas and the grandmothers. You know what? You want to know why, though? Because now, especially in some of the African-American grandmothers are now 40 and younger. You got a grandmother at 36. That's why they talking about Gigi. Back in our day, grandma was 65, 70 years old and tear your ass up and tell you to get in the house. Grandmothers are younger now. So they ain't paying attention to these kids. Not one bit. So I don't get like... I think until someone is affected by it, until they lose someone, they don't think that it's real. Because you still got people out there talking about it's a hoax. Like, how the hell is this a hoax? And you got people dying as he sprays.
I know one thing.
I just want y'all to know that's disinfectant spray that he's spraying every.
I do not know if this is real or not. I read that a kid got shot in Florida. And when they did the autopsy, he was COVID-19. So they put his death as COVID-19.
Probably.
Okay. I do realize. Because I do think the numbers are
more money.
Yeah.
Listen, all I know is one thing, and it's the same thing I'll stick with till the end of this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Am I living in fear? No, not really. Do I think I'm better than everybody else? Not really. Can I get this? Yes, very easily.
Mm-hmm.
Am I putting myself at risk? No. I watch my steps. I see who I associate with.
Yeah.
I see where I go. Is this necessary right now?
Exactly.
Is this necessary? You know what? If you walk into a store at 6 o'clock, there's double the amount of germs if you're going to go to a supermarket at 6 o'clock. That's just simple. Mm-hmm. Don't go in at 6. Get up. Go at 8. Ralph's opens at 8. You're there at 8:01. You want the fresh stock. You don't want the shit people touched.
All day. Put it back down.
You don't want none of that. You got to go in at 8. If you're not going to go in at 8, I can't hang out with you.
Yeah.
Because you're raising your... That's it.
It's just numbers wise.
If you go sit around with 7 people and goof around outside, it might work, but it might not work.
think it's going to work because of the fact that a friend of mine, it was her birthday, and I hated to, shout out to Sarah Albritton, I hated to not go with her to her birthday because they were in the park and everyone was social distancing. But the thing is, it's the same thing with like having unprotected sex. Everybody's saying the same thing. So if you're saying you've only been around 7 to 10 people, you're saying you've only been around 7 to 10 people. I've only been around 7 to 10 people. But when we come together, like now that's 30 people all together. And I just feel like is everyone saying the same thing, like, oh, I'm not around. And if I can't, I watch people's social media. If I look on your social media and you hanging out too tough, no, you can't come to my house. I don't want to be around you. You can't be in my car. I don't want any of that. Now, the people, you know, I hang out with Keita, Sarah, but the only reason that I didn't go with her because she had other people. But I got to watch how people, I have to protect me. And that's the thing, too. A lot of people, unfortunately, it's easy to get caught up into the mental. That's why it was so great what you said about, you know, don't be hard on yourself. And this ain't got nothing to do with you. This ain't got nothing to do with you.
You did your fucking job.
Yeah.
You made it to that spot.
But a lot of
this got in the way.
Yep.
There is nothing you could do. If you want to whine, if you want to sit back, if you want to yell at Governor Newsom or the governor of Florida or the governor of Texas, you could do all that stuff. But it ain't going to get you nowhere. This was an act of God. Or whatever they call it, an act of whatever.
Yeah.
On your insurance. If you look on your insurance, you ain't going to get no insurance because this is covered under some act of nature or something, you know. So I don't want people beating themselves up thinking about what they're losing.
Yeah.
How much they're going to lose. Think about your accomplishments and how you're going to come back strong.
Mm-hmm. And
that's what I want to hear. Don't come to me crying now. At this point, listen, 2020 is done. What your income is going to be, I don't know. I don't know. What do you need to do? What do you need your income to be?
Yeah.
What do you need to survive till the end of the year? How can we make that happen? Look around. What do I have to do? Drop off. You got a car.
Yeah, we just talked about that.
I don't want you to have food in that car.
Yeah.
But if you could drop off films for CBS, like news.
Yeah.
Like they tape the news up here and they just. That's what you got
to
do.
Or get rid of the car payment. I just talked to Joy about it. I was like, man, everything that I need is in a 1 mile radius. And if I'm not going anywhere, what's the use of me having a big ass car payment right now? Like, and that's what you said. You got to get your soul in check and your ego in check. Because I don't care what level you are on. There are big executives that live up there in them hills right now that are struggling. Because I don't care how much you have. If you've got everything going out and nothing coming in, I don't care what kind of money you got, you gonna feel it. So it's all of us, and we can't be hard on ourselves. But it's easy when you're having a flat tire and having all this stuff happen. It's easy to start feeling depressed and be like, man, woe is me. And it's nothing wrong with saying woe is me and falling down. You just can't stay there. It's okay to fall down.
That's what I'm telling people.
Yeah.
I don't want you to stay down. Yeah. You're in a bad position right now. Right now, you're plotting your comeback.
Yeah.
You're plotting your comeback. You're like Denzel in Man on Fire. When he was in the hospital, stitched up. He was sitting there stewing, planning how he was going to kill each and one of them.
Yeah.
And right now, it's the same. You know, my wife and I I love my wife. We've gotten along great during this thing.
That's good.
And we were talking about college.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Lee's been to college. You've been to college?
Mm-hmm. Purview A&M. Whoop, whoop.
You graduated?
Yeah.
Congratulations. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
It's really weird. Do you remember going to college and taking your first loan?
Yeah, Pell Grants. Black colleges.
Okay, yeah. I got a Pell Grant. Mm-hmm. What happens when you get your first loan? What happens in the mail?
When you get your first loan?
You don't get applications for credit cards.
You get credit cards.
You get credit cards.
You get them. They send it to you. Yep.
And they tell you, call us up, set it up.
Activate it.
Activate that motherfucker. And you activate it, and you go get yourself a little $35 meal.
Mm-hmm.
You're usually eating $3 meals.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And now you got it.
But you're going to go for a $35 meal, and you're going to forget all about it. And all of a sudden, you go to your mailbox, and you're like, oh, shit. And you open it up. You owe them $35. You only made $250 for the week. $35 is a lot of money, you know? The most important thing in college they don't teach you is interest rates and money. And there has to be a course on, guys, we know you're getting credit cards. We have to protect you now from yourself.
They don't
care
about that. Yeah.
They don't protect you from yourself. We're children. You know, the funny thing, like I told my wife, I go, I know that when you're a kid, when you're 18 and they give you a scholarship and they got your dorm address, they don't send that credit card to your mother's house.
They send it to you.
Because your mother will throw it away. They send it to you in the dorm room. Mm-hmm. You know, everything is with you. You probably had a credit card before your mother knew.
Well, I actually, the one thing I'll say, my dad, and he doesn't remember it, so a good memory gone, but when I was like 16, I had a job, and my dad co-signed for a credit card, but he said, the first time you can't pay the bill in full, I'm taking it away. And it was the best thing he's ever done for me. Yeah. I don't have any
credit
card debt.
That's what you have to do with your kid.
So I don't have any credit card debt, but it's, I have so many friends. It's like getting fat. How it just
once it starts,
it goes real
it's hard.
Quick.
Yeah,
I've had so many friends out here go to debt consolidation, this and that, and like because I didn't when I was out here, I was like, how is everybody going on vacation? How is everybody going out every night? How do they have a BMW? And then they come and like, hey, I just signed up for debt consolidation. I'm like, oh, makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, I have $20,000 in credit card debt. Oh, now I get it.
You know, you have to go into debt and lose everything. Before you become a financial fucking genius.
Yeah, you got to lose it all.
And I go, Crystal, what is your car payment? And she told me, it's nobody's business. I almost died.
Yeah.
I go, you know what my car payment is? $260 a month. You know why?
You can get that real quick. You can sell a few shirts.
I can always borrow $260.
Yeah.
I have 10 friends that will lend me $260. One time, maybe two. But what she's paying, after the first time she comes back, you got to put the bikini up. That's a big number right there.
You got to do something strange for some change.
I know you don't want to do it. Let me pet you. It's going to be all right. It's like that chicken. What's the movie with Ice Cube when the little cousin goes and starts sucking dick?
Players Club. Yeah.
You want to drink some of this.
It ain't hard.
It's sweet.
Yeah. It's tough, man. You got to, like you said, you got to get your ego in check.
They don't prepare you for this numbers game. So you're out there. You're mismatching numbers. You're not looking, you know, like I said, I know Lee has thrown ideas at me from time to time, and I've shut them down, but Lee doesn't know the wisdom that I have there. That, mm-hmm. yeah, we go get a bigger warehouse and put pictures and denominations, but that's the first 3 G's of our salary.
Yeah.
Okay, and that's got to be paid every month. And for you to sustain that 3 G's, I got to justify it by making 30. I just can't take a chance and make 18.
Yeah.
I got to make fucking 30. We pay $750 here. We don't make 30. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But we cover the $750. And I've always kept it where you're always...
It's manageable. Yeah.
Listen, I could always tell people that we go Patreon. I can get 8 ads. I didn't want people to go through ads. I want to advertise for people that I really like. I like their product, you know. I like DraftKings. People are going to gamble.
Yeah.
People are going to gamble.
Always.
That's a great way to do it. You know, I did
gambling
my research
and prostitution
during Indiana. Yeah. It's the Lepante from the church, as they say in the golf ball.
The longest professions, yeah.
CBD, they're the best. They really are. I really like them as a product. I reached out to them. So it's kind of weird how you have to be honest with people. Keep the Patreon I did for $1. Why? Because I don't want to choke nobody.
Yeah.
It's $1. What's $1 going to do to you? And I'll give you a couple... I'll keep you alive during the week.
Mm-hmm.
I'll throw you a life raft video that you won't know what the fuck hits you. You know what I'm saying? I'll call you a cocksucker, a ball sniffer. You know, it's just a time to not beat yourself out.
Yeah.
You got to move to your uncle's basement? Do it. There's no shame. Everybody's doing it.
Yeah.
Everybody's doing it. You got to get a job, something you don't want to do, a position that you're overqualified for.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? What are your chances of finding the job you're qualified for right away? Why don't we take this job and see what comes down the fucking hatch? Keep looking, but at least you got an income coming
up.
Nobody thought they were going to... Listen, right now, if I was broke and I saw an ad for a Chinese cook, I'd walk in there. You ever cooked Chinese before? Whatever.
I can learn.
Was it Greg Garcia? Who was it who got a McDonald's job?
Greg Garcia.
It wasn't Greg Garcia.
Greg Garcia. When they had the writer's strike, guy had a show on television as an executive producer, creator, and he got a job at McDonald's to see how it felt. To see how it felt. They noticed right away he had a head on his shoulders, so they asked him like a general manager's position. He's like, whoa, 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 whoa.
Yeah.
He donated the checks to charity, but he just wanted to see what it felt like.
Okay.
To be a working man again instead of driving to a lot and having people bringing you lattes. That's why I love Greg Garcia as much as I do. Because he really is down to earth that way, you know?
Yeah.
And this is what this is going to humble a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
But the good thing about this, Crystal, is that you go back to America's Got Talent.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully, they'll have a few weeks for you to warm up.
Oh, that's what I've been thinking about, too.
Before you get back on that stage, you keep advancing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing. If they're going to call you, I don't want you to do this. Because I'm telling you right now what I'm hearing.
Okay.
I don't want you for them to keep calling you and going, we're going to do it in September. And they call you in September and tell you October. Now you're 14 down in rent.
Yeah.
In November. Now you're 16 down in rent. And then December. And there ain't going to be a Christmas tree.
Mm-mm.
You're going to have a fucking cactus.
Oh, the tree
cactus.
Already gone. Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to have a little cactus.
Tree already
so
gone.
So you can sit on top of it.
That Charlie Brown tree.
To dull the pain in
yourself.
That
Charlie Brown tree.
While you eat fucking a bologna sandwich for Christmas. Because they're probably not going to shoot till January.
Oh.
So if CAA is not opening till January,
mm-hmm.
if I was you, you could be here. I'd rather you go to Houston.
Mm-hmm.
If they call you and say you got to be here Monday, call me. I'll send you the money.
Yeah.
But if they tell you 3 or 4 weeks, you take your time. You drive back. You call Keita. You know you always got a couch on Keita's for a few days. And you go back.
Yeah.
But for you to sit here right now for fun, like Lee.
Yeah.
I told Lee, I go, Lee, let's pretend. Let's pretend I leave. I go, well, you want to stay here? Because this is what's giving me the biggest problem right now is that Lee's wasting 5 days of his life with me.
Oh.
He's wasting 20 days a month with me for 8 shows. He's going to get, I don't want him to get killed. Or hitting the head with a stick. You know, last night I called him. He's like, I fucking can't believe it. People keep race driving. Did you see what happened in Hollywood on Sunday night?
What happened?
Same thing.
I think drag racing, yeah.
And they ended up somebody getting shot.
Dang.
A 17-year-old girl got shot. Hollywood and La Brea. Go look at the news. So
those ass down
you
somewhere.
You told me that they were driving up and down last night. I'm like,
oh, they've done it for years. I live on a straight street.
It is fucking, you can hear it.
Wow.
I can hear it sometimes.
Why are you on the phone with him?
Yeah, you can hear it.
And then he showed me the Citizen app, which is hysterical. I saw someone yesterday got arrested for assault with a laptop. They were at a Starbucks. He hit someone with a laptop. He got arrested.
You can't get the Citizen app, ladies and gentlemen, especially when you smoke reefer. You will sit there and your head will break. You're fucking... Your little fat heart will blow up.
It's the same thing with Ring. Like, they have all those crimes and everybody telling on each other on the Ring app. My neighbors be over there, like, Studio City, Valley Village area. Oh, my God, someone just broke in a car, but I got a picture, and I'm going to go after him. I said, you go after him if you want to, Karen. Get your head bust. You got insurance on this
stuff.
I got
rings everywhere.
Yeah.
I got a good block because the guy 2 doors down from me.
Yeah. Everybody has them over there, yeah.
I got a cop that, like, knocked on my door, and he goes, do you want to increase your security? Fuck yeah, I'll pay the extra.
Yeah.
To have this button to fucking, you know, because I'm
in
the back room.
And it's a big Zoom, too, yeah.
Yeah, it's a big area. They get you now. So they're going to get the car. He put a camera up for license plate levels.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, he got everything, this boy. So you got to walk to us to fucking do it.
People got nothing but time on their hands right now. That's all they want to do. Make citizens arrest and tell on people and...
You got to be very careful. Tonight, my wife beeped at somebody. I almost choked her.
Don't choke her.
In the car. I almost choked her. I go, why are you beating at a motherfucker?
Let him go. It ain't that serious, yeah.
I go, where are we going? What's the rush? Well, he was sitting there for 4 seconds. Who gives a fuck? Maybe he was thinking about his mother who just died 2 hours ago, and you're beeping at a motherfucker. You see a motherfucker with a mask, no mask on, and you got a mask on, across the street.
That's what my girlfriend did the other day.
Do not tell motherfuckers to
put
on a mask.
She was like,
because what's going to happen is you don't know where that guy just came from.
Their head is. Yep.
He went home. His wife was fucking 3 Puerto Ricans to make the rent because he got fired. He had to walk out. On the walk out, he looked in the mailbox, the foreclosure, and he's walking down the street now. And you pull over like a fucking guy, you know, super Christian that you are. You're like, excuse me.
Yeah.
Are you not thinking about society? Yeah, hold on. I'm going to kill the biggest asshole in the world. Boom! And there you go. Because you want to be Captain Save a fucking life.
Yeah.
Mind your business. They don't want to wear a mask. It's their fucking business, you know? If they don't want to be cautious, I don't get mad at people for not wearing a mask. I would never insult somebody for not wearing a mask. It's not even my thing. I would ask you to.
Yeah.
Especially if you're going to go into the bowels of hell. I mean, you know. You're going to go on the train downtown for an hour? You better put a mask on.
Yeah.
You're going to fly for 5 hours? You better have a mask on. And even then, you better put tape around that motherfucker. So it stays. And put a little lip, like a latch, just so you can put a straw in that motherfucker so you can drink. Because there ain't no eating. You ain't eating on a plane no more.
Nuh-uh, because it's all closed up. But my girlfriend did that the other day. We went hiking at Griffith Park, and I kept noticing she kept getting to the edge. And I was like, why are you getting to the edge? She goes, oh, for the people that don't have masks on. And I was like, oh, I'm so busy trying to make it up the fucking mountain. I can't be worried about nobody else. But a group of guys came through, and she was like, I'm going to say something. I said, to hell you aren't. I was like, let them people. I was like, you got your mask on. What they're doing is not affecting you. Let them go, because you just never know. And I said, and plus, I can't fight. I don't know how to fight. My core is real strong, so I feel like if I get somebody down, I'm good. But as far as like throwing hands, I ain't never had to do it, so I don't know. So I was like, bitch, do not say nothing to these people about this fucking mask, because it's going to be me and you out here getting our ass kicked over some fucking mask. And then our mask going to be off anyways.
They're just pulling over and beating people up. They beat up three Mexicans. See, yeah, those fruit guys are getting beat
you
up.
See these hangings, and I don't care. I am sorry. Ain't no black person. I stand by that, and some people will call it ignorant. But first off, I know people that have hung themselves. And the thing about people that hang themselves, 9 times out of 10, they normally want someone to find them. Okay? Then it's an act of, you know, something really quickly. Do you think that somebody's going to get in their car, drive all the way across town, and have time to think about that? There's a documentary on about a guy that, for the Golden Gate Bridge, he did a documentary that talks about people that jumped, that a large number of the people that jumped, if some people that made it, they regret it immediately. So you mean to tell me you think that you're going to drive all the way across town to go to a central location to hang yourself? Your mental is going to talk you out of that before you get there. You're going to talk yourself out of that shit. Because, I mean, I think, you know, I haven't been to that point yet, to the point where I want to kill myself, but I've had some low moments. But I just feel like people that kill themselves, that's a cry for help, and they really don't want to kill themselves. They're crying out for help. So you got 30 minutes or 15 minutes to drive somewhere to hang yourself? I don't believe that. I don't believe that. I don't believe it for one second. And if they had a video of people, think this is what scares me. If people know now, I was going to make a funny video, and then I was like, you know how in the Westerns they would do a quick draw with their pistols? That's all we got now, cell phones. You got to draw your cell phone out to record. Oh, I'm going to record you. If a motherfucker, knowing that you're going to record them, still can't control their anger knowing that you're recording them, what are they doing when they're not being recorded? Right. Just think about that. If you know that, if I pull out my phone and you know that I'm recording you, and you still so angry that you cannot control it and stop, fuck a recording, I'm mad. Imagine that same type of person if he catch a motherfucker walking down a street by himself, a dark street, and ain't nobody looking in an area that's not too much traffic. I don't believe that black people are hanging themselves like that. I don't. I believe that black people, you know, will commit suicide. Everybody, they don't have no type of, but our history, I just don't see that. And it's dangerous out here.
Happened like twice, right?
Huh?
Happened like twice.
Happened twice.
Close? The hanging?
Yeah.
No, it's been at least now about 10. Come
what?
On. What? It easily.
Where?
Man, Houston, San Diego. Man, it's at least, I'll look it up and I'll find, it's at least been 10 hangings. And they've all, even the black girl right now, I want to say in McKinney, outside of Dallas, Texas, black girl, her white roommate, male, caught her hanging in the garage. Well, how am I gonna get up there? Come, it's a minimum of 10, a minimum of all black people, all African American. But because of our heritage, we're not gonna go out like that. We're gonna take some pills. You know, you might blow your brains. I don't know, but just to drive across, or if you're gonna hang yourself, you're gonna hang yourself in the house. It's gonna be something right there. You not that time. That's too much time for you to talk yourself out of it. To go crank your car up, stop at a few red lights, pay a toll, then I'm gonna get out, throw a rope up in a tree and hang myself. I don't believe in that. I just don't believe it. And I believe it's some really evil people out there. And if they, y'all saw that video where they actually there was some white people that had a black man. They was trying to hang him. And then they got in. Two white men end up getting into it because the other white man tried to stop it. But they were recording the man. They were trying to hang the man. You think if they doing that while people recording them, what they doing when ain't nobody looking? You saw that other white man, they had him on a video. He said they were having some road rage, and he rolled his window down, broad daylight. You better be glad this ain't back in the day, because if it was, I'd pull your ass out of that car and hang you from a fucking tree.
Fuck. So what are you supposed to, like, here's my thing. I try to avoid this stuff, because it just gets depressing. But like, but then you're sticking your head in the sand. So like, what do you, I don't know. Because
if your head in the sand, your ass is in the air. Get it out of the sand. I know it's uncomfortable. I even have to be, because, you know, I'm not nowhere near Joy's level. I'm still trying to climb and make a name for myself. But do I worry about pissing off the wrong person? Or do I, because right is right and wrong is wrong. We're not telling nobody to change their beliefs or to go one way or the other. But right is right and wrong is wrong. I don't care. And for anybody, regardless if you're white, black, Mexican, Armenian, Chinese, whatever, if for you to despise and hate somebody that has never done something to you just strictly out the color of your skin or your religion or your gender or what type of dick you like, you got a problem. You can't, we can't bury our heads in the sand. We just can't. And I even get to the point to where as them videos get depressing, sometimes I'll post them, sometimes I won't. But think about it. Ahmaud Arbery, that video, if we didn't have videos, those three white men, they would not be in jail right now if we had not shared that fucking video. If we had not shared the video of a black man jogging in a neighborhood and then some men saying, hey, I see him, let's go corral him on the back of trucks. They were on the back of pickup trucks. Joey, they were on the back of pickup trucks running behind somebody. If we hadn't had that video, those people would not be in jail today, is my thought, because it was 2 months and they still hadn't had an arrest. So I just think, and I didn't, honestly, I didn't know it was that bad, because like I told you, if I'm performing, I don't perform in front of all black crowds. My crowds be white. And I've had somebody stand up in the middle of my comedy show and holler out white power. That shit is scary. And all the people that sit here and say, I mean, I wish a motherfucker would. I wish a motherfucker would. Until you in that position, you have no idea what you're going to do. You have no idea. Because I sat there at first going, damn, did I hear what I thought I heard? Then I was going like, well, damn, let me make the shit funny. You know, because you just never know until you're in that position. So, Lee, I know it's uncomfortable. It's uncomfortable for me. It's uncomfortable for everybody. But we got to talk about it because this shit. So imagine you got COVID, you got unemployment, then you got all these race wars. And I don't, black people, we won't win a race war. We won't. Have you ever looked at the population, whites versus blacks? There's just no way. And it's scary. Like I said, I just got back on my bike. Just got back on my bicycle because I was like, Lord, today. Because it's some evil, evil people out there on in every race. But now, for some reason, it's heightened. It's very much heightened. It's heightened.
I've seen some African-American violence, black-on-black violence.
Yeah. It's Chicago.
That fucking funeral.
But that means somebody knew that they were going to be there at that funeral, and you waited for them to come out at their most vulnerable, weakest moment.
What makes you do that?
Evil. Nothing to live for. Evil. And though, but see, you know what? Unfortunately, in the black community, we don't want, see, and that goes back to what you said back when you were younger. See, your neighbor would have turned little John in. The neighbor, the house, the third house on the street, they'd have made them go tell on your, whether it's your cousin, your nephew, or Sister Odell's son. You go tell on them people, what you doing that for? We out here worrying about how we going to eat. We worrying about where our next paycheck going to come from. We worrying about if our big mom is healthy. If somebody got diabetes or high cholesterol, now we got to worry about you shooting up everything. And we got to, that I hate the term, snitches get stitched. I'm telling. Let me see you do something. Crystal Powell is telling. I'm telling. First 48, we ain't going to have to wait to 48. It's going to be first 14. I'm telling. I don't believe in that. Man,
this whole thing has made me change a lot. In the sense of that I was never raised racist. My first true friend was African American. I didn't see color.
Mm-hmm.
I was such a young kid, I didn't see color.
Yeah.
When I got my daughter at the church, there was a man talking to her one day. There was two men talking to her. And they were having a good time. And the one dude was white, and the one dude was African American with glasses on.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, "What did he say? That was so funny." And she goes, "What? The guy with the glasses?" And right there, that told me that children don't see color.
Yeah. They don't. You taught that.
Her was fucking whatever his name is. We babysat him.
Mm-hmm.
He was deaf, African-American. That was her first boyfriend. And part of the reason we're moving is because her best girlfriend is moving. She's African-American. We're going to be living 20 minutes from her. That's the reason why we moved. So my daughter is not. So that shit gets taught in the house.
It gets taught. Yeah.
So a lady made a beautiful point at the gentleman that died.
George Floyd?
No.
Which one?
Very important. The senator this weekend. They did the walk over the bridge, Bloody Sunday, when he got hit.
Oh, this Lewis.
Lewis.
Yeah.
You know. And some lady goes, "Listen, we got to get back to this. White people invented racism, and they got to put it to bed. I'm just here to enlighten them a little bit." And those words hit me, because it's true. White people invented slavery and invented all that shit. And now it's time to put it to bed. Now it's time to change it. But you had to change your... See, the problem we have, like when I watch the black... And this is straight from the heart, guys. Mm-hmm. I'm going to drop some shit on you you're not going to want to hear. When I saw the Black Lives Gay parade, okay, the big, big, big one, I saw a lot of people that belong there.
Mm-hmm.
But I saw three quarters of the people that didn't belong there. Because me telling you Black Lives Matter, or I love black people, whatever term you're going to use. I don't like the word black anymore. I'm not using it. It's African American. Black is a hole in space. I don't know where that fucking word came from. So that's number one. No, I'm not using that no more. The other thing, today I was at the park with my daughter, and there was a celebration there, and I saw two fine-ass sisters. Two fine-ass sisters. Beautiful, classy.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful dresses on. She walked past me. My wife was sitting next to me. I go, "What the fuck are they going all dressed up?" They were dolled up, Jack. And then she was walking by me. She goes, "You think I'm going to let that nigga?" And right away, listen, man, first thing African Americans have to do is stop saying that word.
Yeah.
I don't want to. I only accepted up to 2020 pre-rap. I'll listen to Biggie and Tupac. Anybody that raps from now on and uses that word, I'm not supporting them.
Yeah.
Especially after what we've been through right now. There's no way I'm supporting your music. I don't want to hear it.
Because it's just about drugs and hookers and clothes and money.
If you say it, you're giving Lee permission to say it. Yeah.
There you go. We can't expect for other people to stop killing us. And that's nothing. Black people don't want to hear that. And I'm going to get a lot of people talk shit about me with this. And they were like, "You can't say black on black crime." Yes, I can. Yes, I can. And I understand that there is a reason. It's some reasoning back there. But I know a lot of people that grew up eating ketchup sandwiches and sugar sandwiches that didn't grow up to be murderers and thieves. So it doesn't matter. So that's the whole thing. They're like, when we start talking about black on black crime, they're like, "Yeah, but look how far, you know, back we've gone." I was like, "But a lot of us, that's all we've known is poverty." But my mama taught me, I don't care if you got two pennies in your pocket, you better stand up tall and like you got $1 million. So a lot of us have been poor and didn't know where our next meal was, but we knew the difference between right and wrong. We had a grandmother that our mama might not have been taking us to church every Sunday, but our grandmother was taking us to church. So you might have been in them streets and you might have had a poor family, but you know the difference between right and wrong. See, I get it.
The thing that bothered me about those protests that hit hard with me in a way is, yes, you're out there marching for something, but how are you entwined with the African American community in your life on a daily basis? You're not.
They're not. Yeah.
When you have two black friends that you tell everybody about, and then you invite them to all your functions.
Yeah.
Not three black friends. There's always two.
Yeah. Or one. Or just the token.
Yeah. As long as you know that going in, you don't feel that bad. That's the truth.
We all have
two black friends that come to our parties, but like Studio City, let's get this area here.
Yeah.
Let's narrow this down to every white family has one black friend to invite to a party to show them they're not racist.
Yeah.
But deep down inside, if that person needed a place to stay, I don't think they'd put them in.
Not at all.
That's why the movie The Blind Side.
Or they wouldn't get them the job.
Right. The Blind Side is such a great movie. Because yeah. Sandra Bullock takes that big fucking savage in there. That's what pisses me off about this. You know, when I see Dave Chappelle, I love Dave Chappelle. Yeah. And he ain't that fucking funny. Not for the amount of respect he gets from the white community.
They love him.
And 60% of that is, yeah, we don't like black people, but Dave ain't like the rest of the black people.
They kill me with that.
That's exactly what they say.
Yeah, they do.
You know.
He's not like that. Or with women that you, oh, you talk different. How is that? What does that mean? Yeah, how do I talk different?
It's very weird that I feel that way about a lot of things, that we'll pick one thing that we like African-American to make ourselves believe that we're not racist. You're not racist when you're splitting meals with them. When they're coming to your house in front of your fucking fancy white neighbors and you all wave like, hey, you fucking cocksuckers.
Yeah, this is who's coming to my house tonight.
This is who's coming to my house, and they're going to sleep here, they're going to eat here. And, you know, for me, I was raised Afro-Cuban.
Mm-hmm.
And I've heard about the racism in Cuban.
Yeah.
It's terrible. My fucking uncle, he went to a store and he forgot his fucking mask. So he saw a paper bag in his thing and he put two eyes on it. And he put the bag over his head and he walked into Whole Foods. They wanted to fucking kill him. He sent me the tapes today of my uncle fucking at Whole Foods and people are throwing him out and shit.
Jeez.
Oh my God.
He's fucking 82 years old, this motherfucker. And he's still sending tapes of him playing the conga drums and all this shit.
You know what? When it happened, though, I'll tell you this, because I'm from a small, small town, and it was predominantly white. And I had to call, you know, my parents aren't here, so I had to call my uncles and ask them. I was like, man, was I being totally oblivious? I was like, because I don't remember growing up with these racial issues. And he was like, yeah, he goes, your mom just did a great job of hiding it from you. And y'all, we didn't have the internet back then. He was like, so if your parents hid it from you, you didn't see it. So all this has done has exposed some people for me. Now, I will say this. The white friends that I do have, super cool, called me. But one of my white friends called me and she was like, hey, you know, calling, how are you doing? I'm sorry about all this. I said, I know what's going on. I said, you don't have to call me. I said, call your other white friends. That's who you call and talk to. I know what's going on. I know about the, and then I had to talk to another white friend of mine. She does Emily. She does a lot of funny videos. And she stopped. I was like, what happened to your videos? She goes, well, I felt like, you know, this wasn't the time to joke about stuff. She says, because she's been like just posting daily about everything that's going on, whether it's a racist video, whether it's a homophobic video. She's just posting stuff. And I said, and she goes, and I feel bad that I don't know about all of this stuff with African Americans. I was like, I'm black and I don't know all of it. I was like, so you can't be upset with yourself because you don't know. I was like, because how would you even know that if you didn't grow up around that? If you're a white kid that didn't have any black friends, you don't live in a black neighborhood, you don't go to a black school, why would you know what's going on with black kids? You won't. You will not know. So it is, I do understand that there are some people that have no idea, but when you have some friends that, like you said, break bread with black people, talk to them. Talk to those other white friends and let them know, hey, man, this is what's really going on. Because like you said, Lee, it's a lot of people that's just, they don't want to have the uncomfortable conversation. They don't want to, you know, they're, you know, it's easier to stick your head in the sand and just let it go by you.
But one thing I realized when I got locked up was I worked in the kitchen and I was around, I mean, the two dudes I hung out with, Two out of the three dudes I hung out with were African-American. And they were, one was from Louisiana, a little bit out there.
Mm-hmm.
And the other guy was a big-time.
The boot is rough, yeah.
The other guy was a big-time Crip.
Okay.
From L.A. And he used to bring coke to Denver.
Mm-hmm.
Big-time money. Big money brother. Good-looking. Like he looked like Michael B. Jackson.
Ooh.
Mustache and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Seven bitches. Seven of them he had on the payroll.
Mm-hmm.
All black sisters, brand new cars.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody had a kid. You had to have a kid with him and suck his dick.
Jesus.
Before you got a car. It was crazy. And each of them, he would give them visitation like 8 to 10. Then you got to go because I got another, my other baby mama coming at 11. She would leave at 2. He'd have another one at 4. And they would all bring him Nutter Butters. That was his thing. And me and him would eat Nutter Butters on Saturdays and Sundays like a motherfucker. But when you go to prison, you talk to these men and you learn about something called social economic prison. And it's a guy, if Lee gets caught with 4 pounds of reefer, and an African-American gets caught with 4 pounds of reefer, Lee's parents are going to get a good attorney.
Probation, yeah.
And this guy is going to get a public defendant, and they're going to mix him in with another couple guys, and they're going to give him 3 years.
Yeah.
That's already been found. Like, they've done studies and shit like that. That's, you know, if you don't have money for it, O.J. had...
Money. Yeah. Money. Yeah.
And he could put it on credit and give you trophies.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, you could pay for justice. You could pay for a not guilty verdict. You could pay for all these things.
Yeah.
With the right amount of people. But 70% of brothers that are trying to commit crimes, 20 of those 70% are bad.
Yeah.
50 of them have had a problem. They've fallen into the system.
Mm-hmm.
They truly brought it. I'm telling you, because I've been in there with them, with great African-American young men that, once you get caught in the system...
It's over. I mean, I'm like...
The system was imposed to keep you in there.
Yeah.
And
or the bad judges.
Down.
Or the bad... We ain't gonna even talk about the judges that's 65 and older, that this is the thing. If you were born back in that time, and you got to realize, they just changed the laws for racism. They changed the laws, but if that's the way you thought... That's your mentality. They just changed it on paper. That's the same thing with, like, Breonna Taylor. Yeah, it's no knock arrest warrants now, but the mentality is still there. They haven't been arrested. So it's a whole mindset. But speaking about this with where a white man might get probation and the same man. There's an article about a man. I think he stole $9. He stole $9 and he's serving life. To whereas you got motherfuckers that's raping women. And doing what? How much did that kid do? 9 or 10 days after he raped an unconscious woman.
Oh, the kid from Stanford?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I agree with you. And also, that's when we start talking about the black on black crime. They're like, when you go back to all of that, and you're right, if it's 70% of black men that are in jail, 50% of them probably had a bad attorney, made a mistake. Can you think about me and all the mistakes that you and I have made? If somebody would give us a 5 or 10 year sentence from every mistake we've made, hell, we'd have 100 years. But sometimes, you know, black people don't get that. And that's where the fine line comes in between the, you know, the black on black crime. And I just hate it to whereas if they don't do something about the stimulus, if they don't do something about this unemployment, if they don't do a nationwide shutdown where people can get back to work, when people's backs against the wall and they don't have nothing else, they gonna go out there and they gonna try to figure out a way to get it. And I saw a post on Facebook when they were talking about the differences, like if the billionaire, like it's such a huge gap. They said if the billionaire people would give everybody just $1,000, like they got so much money, they can give everybody on the planet a certain amount of money and they'll still be okay. How is that gap okay? How is that okay in the United States? How is that still okay in 2020? Remember 1999 when everybody was going to get water and thinking that the everything was going to shut down. We were going to have lights and shit. That was 20 years ago. That was 20 years ago. And we was losing our mind going into the year 2000 thinking that, oh, when we woke up in the morning, we weren't going to have no lights. Everybody was going to buy hella water and shit. That was 20 years ago. And we still, and look at this gap. Look how it's grown. And then they talk about somebody being a trillionaire. They on track to be a trillionaire. Come on, man. These people got to eat. It has to change. But it is changing. And I'm sorry if I'm going on a rant here. I saw a comment from Wes Brown. The difference between now and back then, and I was so happy to see my white people out there. And I get upset sometimes when I see more white people fighting for us than I see black people. If you look in Portland, that Black Lives Matter that they was rocking last night, 85% of that was white people. That was white people out there doing that. So, like, it's just got to be a mindset. But if we wouldn't have had white people protesting alongside us now, you'd think they were shooting rubber bullets when that man went across that street to go take that picture at that church. If we wouldn't have white people protesting with us right now, I feel, my opinion, we'd have been sprayed down in them streets quickly. If we wouldn't have Jessica and Sarah Bell and them out there protesting alongside the black people, they'd have been shot down the street. I'm sorry. That's just my opinion. But now it's collective. And these millennials, these TikTokers, you don't see people on TikTok dancing no more. You see them little millennials on TikTok dropping facts. Dropping facts, dropping facts, dropping facts. And it has to be all of us collectively. So I think by 2040, it'll be all right.
Nice.
Yeah. It'll be, we still got a long way to go, but we gotta keep trying. And we can't, you know, we gotta have these uncomfortable conversations, and we gotta talk to people that, you know, we wouldn't normally talk to. And you gotta do something. You can't just be out there, you know, even with my friend, you know, well, I posted, yeah, but have you signed a petition? Have you talked? And another thing, I think we're at 100 days for voting.
Yeah, 100 days.
It was 100 days for voting.
That's the other thing.
Vote, man.
What happens if Trump wins, and what happens if Trump loses?
It's all bad.
What's the state of comedy then? This is why I'm saying I'd rather you be somewhere safe.
Because it's going to blow
America's
up.
America's Got Talent calls you back, you'll be ready. You got Ali with you. I know he loves you.
Yeah.
You got a couple people down there. This, you know I love you. But if I'm gone, I got nobody watching your back.
Yeah.
I love you. I love Kate. I love my girls. But number two, I started a Patreon. And I was supposed to shoot a video this week. Me and Damon couldn't get it together. So the Patreon is not just for me to make money. It's for me to
educate,
help people out, educate. Like, I want to donate to, like, a men's. I found the shelter in Burbank is open. I went to Burbank to see in the place so I could bring my clothes and all that, because this one's here. But this week, the mind of Joey Diaz wants to give you a little envelope to get groceries this week. It don't mean nothing about nothing.
You don't make me cry on here. Don't do that.
Nah, I don't want you to cry. I just want you to breathe for 3 days. Go get a steak. Go get some chicken wings, whatever the fuck you like. Go take the 25-mile bike ride first. And then you get all the chicken wings you want. We don't want to fuck up that body of yours. We love you on the show. You're always welcome here.
I love you back, man.
Once you go back on AGT, we're going to get you back, whether it's on a Zoom.
Yeah.
We don't know how we're going to do it yet, but we're going to do something, me and Lee. Lee's going to take a microphone with him and a camera, and we're going to fucking do Zooms once a week. We're going to figure out this church. And I'll do something alongside. But I want you to know I love you. I got your back. You're my sister. And this week, you get something for the Patreon.
Like I said,
we ain't going to. They ain't no 9,000.
Hey, listen,
for your rent.
Let me tell you something.
Yeah, go fuck yourself.
And that's what
it's
about.
But there's a little taste, and this is what we've developed here. This is what I'm coming up with. I want to do this Patreon, $1 a piece, big, so we can put different people to work. When I talk to a comic, listen, don't call me up if you're a comic and say, dog, I need my mortgage payment. Go fuck yourself.
Mm-hmm.
When you were rolling big money, you never called me and took me to lunch. But I know a lot of people. How many times did you and me go down to the Comedy Store and hang out?
Yeah.
So do me a favor. Make me feel better if you just took that. Don't worry about what's in it. Nobody knows. It's just a little something for you to go to Rouse and get yourself.
My envelope is the old people put it in this left titty. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let me tell you something. Alonzo Bowden posted the picture last week because he had just saw it. But I saw it when the COVID first started.
Mm-hmm.
There was a liquor store in the Bronx, and they posted a sign. Did anybody see that?
Yeah.
No titty money.
Yeah.
No sock money. Yeah. 5 motherfuckers at a time. No discounts. And I don't want to hear none of your shit and none of your motherfucking questions. But that's it, and that's that. Crystal, you made a great Monday morning podcast.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
And man, I love you. I got to say this really quickly. I'm over here snotting because this is what it's about. Like, if your hands are like this, closed fisted, you can't help anyone, but you also can't receive anything. And I got a bunch of people in my phone that, like you said, they when the times is good, they not calling.
I called you twice.
Yeah,
I was
man,
pissed
you,
off.
Yeah, listen, no, you've been calling me. Yeah, he was
said,
like, yo.
You better pick up the fucking phone,
he said, you're
man.
Making me nervous. And I you're told you when nervous. You answer. When I answered, I was like, damn, you checking on me better than some folks that I'm kicking it with. So I have to say this. Like, for one, when you mentioned we all know you get me into the Comedy Store. When I go, when I go to the Comedy Store, when I'm with Joy, I get treated like royalty. I get a seat, I get a drink. Yeah, come on through. Oh, you with Joy, But when I'm not with you, they treat me like shit. And you let me come on your podcast. You talk to me. You have me around your daughter and your wife. And I'm so grateful. And because of that, you're teaching me this, and I get to do it to somebody else.
Fuck, this is what it's all about.
It's all about
Rogan bought me 1,000 steaks. I got to give those steaks down. Another episode of The Soprano when Christopher came in. He's like, I'm sick and tired of paying for dinners. He goes, what are you fucking complaining about? Someday some kid's going to be paying for your dinners.
Yeah.
And that's exactly true.
So I'm grateful. So thank you, man.
We're grateful, bro. This is what it's all about. You're family to me. You got my number. You need something, you call. I don't want you to miss a pork chop.
Yeah.
Or a chicken wing.
With these thighs, I can miss a couple and be all right.
No, you look great, man. That was when you got out of the concert. Damn, I've been trying. Good and shit.
I mean, because I couldn't. I'll tell you this: America's Got Talent did give me something to look forward to and to work towards. Because I kept saying, "Bitch, you can't." You know that TV ad 10 pounds. So I was like, "Whenever we come back, I cannot afford to be chunky Crystal over here." So I at least was like, "Okay, but you got that. You got that. You know, work towards that." But it's been a conscious effort, and you know. But and I'm because of people like you. Like I get blessed. And this is, just, man, Joe.
I've been blessed, dog, so I got to spread the blessing.
And you're spreading it, and I'm grateful.
Thank you for coming on tonight on a Monday morning.
What? Ready Motivational Monday. Let's get it.
Motherfucker. Listen, I know a lot of you are going through a lot. My heart goes out to you. You guys know that. I've been here with you from day one, banging these podcasts out, and we're going to keep giving them to you, all right? So hang in there. This through will pass. Stick to your guns. Tell the credit cards to suck your dick. Tell your landlord to suck your dick. There's no fucking debtors jail. They can't throw you in jail for owing money. All you can do is not answer the phone. You know what I'm saying?
Or answer them and tell them, I ain't got it.
Don't pay the phone bill. Yeah.
You get that call from 1-800. You're like, this could be HBO. This could be HBO and shit. Hello. Joey, we didn't get your $5 check. Fuck you, cocksuck. I thought it was HBO and shit. I love you guys. Real quick, the church is brought to you by DraftKings. Listen, if DraftKings Sportsbook isn't available where you live yet, don't forget about the DraftKings Fantasy app. For this weekend's golf tournament, they're offering a share of $1 million. NBA, Major League Baseball, MMA, golf. DraftKings has it all, plus player props, live betting, and more. They got legal sports betting based right here in the U.S. of motherfucking A, so you can rest assured your funds as secure as Lee's fucking dick. Nobody's getting in there. Put your money in and take it out at your convenience. Nobody's going to tell you what to do or how to spend your money. But I'll tell you what we are doing this week. The bubble has burst. Basketball is back. Dun, da, da, da. Bet $25 to get $25. How? Place a $25 bet on which team you think will be crowned the champion at the end of the season. Do it before tip-off on Thursday. You got 3 days. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. I don't want to hear no shit. And DraftKings will give you $25 free bet to use on the first 2 games of the season. It's that easy. New users, you ready for this? I'm going to take care of you. You're going to get a $1,000 bonus just for showing up. Again, Major League Baseball, Major League Basketball, MMA, golf, DraftKings has it all, plus player props, live betting, and more. To get in on the action, listen, there ain't nothing else going on. If you're walking on ice, you might as well dance. Get in on the action. Try to make a few bucks. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook now. And use code CHURCH, CHURCH plus, for a limited time, just for the church family. All new users get a sign-up bonus of $1,000, a G-Note LaRue. You got $1,000 when you get the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code CHURCH only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Now, here's the part the fucking lawyers want me to tell you. You ready? Number one, you got to be 21 or older. Number two, New Jersey, Indiana, and Pennsylvania residents only. Deposit bonuses require a 25-time playthrough. Restrictions do apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Let me ask you something. You got a gambling problem? There's help. 1-800-GAMBLER. And if you're in Indiana, 1-800-9-WITH-IT. And tell them Uncle Joey sent you. But first, let's get this party started. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code CHURCH. The CHURCH is also brought to you by CBD Lion. Joey, why do you always fucking bring up CBD Lion? Because everyone absorbs CBD differently and has different tolerances. Start with a small dose, increase slowly, pay attention. People with higher body mass may need higher dosages, and consistency is key. You take CBD on a daily schedule, you may need to increase your dosage over time, and your body mass will build up a tolerance. Now, it comes in a vapor pen. It comes in a vape cartridge. You got shatter. You got flavorless tinctures, which are fucking tremendous. You got flavored tinctures, blueberry, grape, lemon, and strawberry. They come in 1,000 milligrams. Are you fucking kidding me? You got pet tinctures. If your cat's fucking jumping backwards, give him some tinctures. We'll calm him down. We got gummy bears. We got bad fucking bombs. We got lotions, which I live off. And we got the sport patch, the strip, and the roll, plus the roll-on fucking CBD.
Nice.
CBD Lion does it all. Go to CBDLion.com right now. Read everything they have before you go to a liquor store and make a mistake and get up getting fucking yin-yang juice, and it's not CBD. CBDLion.com right now. Pressing code
CHURCH.
Boom. CHURTH. And get 20% off your order. We will see you crazy motherfuckers Wednesday morning. Tip top Magoo, ready to go. Listen, you didn't do nothing wrong. Hang in there. Keep your chin up. You're a bad motherfucker. Stay black. Patreon.com/Joey Diaz. $1 or whatever the fuck you want to give. All right. Have a great weekend. Stay black.